pro-Palestinian protests that include hatred or harassing behavior cross a line, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Thursday. Trudeau said at a press conference in Toronto that he's heard from too many members of Canada's Jewish community who have seen protests at synagogues and community centers and who now feel unsafe. Nobody can be indifferent to the suffering in the Gaza Strip amid the Israel-Hamas war, and Canadians have a right to protest and make their anger heard, he said. This loss of civilian lives and the impact on Canadian families and people who are worried about their loved ones is entirely understandable. But Trudeau said he expects Canadians, including police, to act within the law and make sure everyone can feel safe. There are horrible things that we are seeing, but it is not who we are to take it out on our fellow Canadians, he said. Hateful or harassing behavior, particularly against neighbors, is not what we do here in Canada. On Tuesday, Quebec Superior Court granted a Montreal synagogue and a Jewish organization an injunction barring some pro-Palestinian protesters from coming within 50 meters of their buildings. A representative for the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs said the community sought the injunction after protesters surrounded a Jewish community center on Monday, blocking people inside and chanting anti-Semitic slogans. Sarah Boyvin, a member of Independent Jewish Voices, said the protesters were passionately, but not violently, speaking out against specific events. That included one event featuring members of the Israeli Armed Forces and another that she described as a real estate tour selling properties in illegal settlements in the West Bank. Montreal MP Anthony Housefather said in an interview a day before Trudeau's comments that it is completely unacceptable for protests to target Jewish houses of worship, community centers or businesses. These institutions have no control over what is happening in Israel, he said. Protesting them is alleging that Jewish Canadians are responsible for what Israel does. What's happening now is intimidation. Protesting outside of synagogues is just not acceptable. He also said the right to exercise free speech does not extend to blocking others from exercising their own rights, including the freedom to exit a building. Winnipeg Liberal MP Ben Carr said he is concerned about protests turning from peaceful demonstrations into those targeting religious institutions or buildings. The protests become a problem when the target and location is intentionally set up to coincide with a religious affiliation, he said in an interview prior to Trudeau's comments Tuesday. Housefather said he wants to hear more from political leaders at every level for police to act like police and take action when protests cross the line. He referred to comments United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made in London last week. On February 29, Sunak said Britain is descending into mob rule because of the pressures created by protests against the Israel-Hamas war. He said there was a pattern of increasingly violent and intimidatory behavior that's intended to shout down free debate and stop elected representatives doing their job. In Toronto, a weekend reception at the Art Gallery of Ontario, featuring Trudeau and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, was cancelled after demonstrators blocked entrances. Organizers of the protest said they were unfairly vilified, while Canada's anti-Islamophobia envoy decried a constant rush to portray pro-Palestinian protests as a threat to public safety. The ongoing Israel-Hamas war began on October 7, when Hamas militants killed about 1,200 people in southern Israel and took another roughly 250 hostage. Authorities in the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas, say more than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli military response. Read also, pro-Palestine protesters disrupt Surrey Council for fourth month in a row. Read also, BC Jewish leaders call on Premier Eby to address anti-Semitism in NDP.